It is the 1st of December. Everything's opening back up. We're allowed, actually, to have guests back in the studio.
Oh, I know. It's kind of...
It is so good. It is so
good. It's all warm and fuzzy.
And from the Central Coast Mariners, the CEO is Sean Mielekamp. He joins us this morning. First guest back when we're allowed. Good day, mate. How are you, buddy?
Cheers, guys. How good is it to be here in person and actually shake hands?
So good.
Cheers in the eye. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're back. And mate, and the Mariners, they're doing some big things coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good start to the season. We've got loads of games. And as we head into December, we've joined forces with the Entertainment Grounds. And today we've launched Decemberfest, which is just highlighting and working together to promote all the events that are happening in December in Gosford. So there's 11 events. It's a blockbuster month. And just want to get the word out there about all the great things that are happening.
That's it. So what exactly is going to be going on? There's obviously the football. There's how many games?
Yeah, so there's four games of A-League men's. There's also a doubleheader. So we play Sydney FC on the 12th of December for the first home game for the season. Then we play Western Sydney Wanderers on the 18th. On the 27th, we play Wellington Phoenix. And then after that is actually a Wellington Phoenix versus Newcastle Jets women's game. So we get to get our first look at the women's game. And then on New Year's Eve, we'll play MacArthur. So that's all the A-League ones.
Yeah, and that's called a part of Decemberfest. Now, a lot of people, as it is the 1st of December, people have been saying, what about carols? Are carols back on? Well, you guys are putting them on for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, we put the, we passed the hat around with our sponsors and a massive shout out to Mate Telecommunications and DMC and all the guys that got involved. But yeah, we're really proud to be able to put on the carols. So on the 17th of December, head down to the stadium, $5 for adults, free for kids.
And everyone dropped their bundle last year when the fireworks got lampooned. This year, new story.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really proud. We call ourselves a community club, and we've been able to bring this one back. So after the game on New Year's Eve, 9 o'clock fireworks were happening in Gosford. So fantastic. And even extra special, thanks to the guys at Drifters, they're putting on midnight fireworks as well. So we've got two.
So that's awesome. Great thing about that day is because we've got the races on in the afternoon. Then you go from the races, you go then to the soccer, then you've got the 9 o'clock fireworks, and you want to stick around, you've got the midnight.
Pack your stamina.
How good's that? We're even running shuttle buses from the racetrack to the football game, so you don't have to worry about commuting.
Oh, it's now become a Central Coast institution.
Yeah.
Those events. It's just sensational. So good to have back. Now, mate, speaking about the soccer, you boys, mate, a lot of Central Coasters are in the Mariners team and in the squad.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been such a credit to the academy. Nick Montgomery, who was looking after the academy for many years there, is now producing a lot of talent. So we're seeing the likes of Jacob Farrell, who comes from Wyoming, and I think Harry Steele will get plenty of game time tonight as we take on Wolves. He's a terrible boy that compliments Matty Simon and Ollie Bozanic, and the list keeps going on and on.
And Jake had that header in the first game up in Newcastle, F3 Derby, his first goal.
Absolutely. So him and also Matt Hatch last year scored on debut. So to have two local boys score on debut with cracking goals, match-winning goals, It's just fantastic.
It is. What a baptism. You'll never forget that.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of the kids who play soccer around on the Central Coast, and it's an absolute mammoth breeding ground. It's a great thing to go, oh, geez, one day I'll be playing for the Mariners. And this is just evident through your academy. And now here it is, five in the actual Mariners squad.
Yeah, superb pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we stand for. It took us a lot of years to get there, and there's still a lot of work to do. But it's so good to see them. And next year, our women's team comes in. And we get to do the same thing for all the girls. So the
Tell
pathway
what,
for the girls as well.
A lot of sports could learn from you.
Well, it's there's a lot of clubs that we stole these ideas off to.
Now, Shorty, with Decemberfest, as you say, if you want all information about all the events which you're doing, teeing up with the race club, the turf club, where do we go? Is there a website we can go to?
Yeah. Head to either ccmariners.com.au or theentertainmentgrounds.com.au. Both of them have got all the details there. And because there's three fantastic race days that I should give a quick plug to as well. That's in there. They've got the NXS tribute band that'll be playing on the 29th.
Good morning, Guy.
And also on New Year's Eve, it's free for all residents to go to the races on New Year's Eve.
Oh, absolutely. How sensational good. Stuff. Shawnee, thanks for coming in. Sean Mielekamp, CEO of Central Coast Mariners. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Great seeing you.
Cheers, gents. Thanks for having me
Good on you, awesome. Buddy.